Well, that's what happened to that world's fattest guy there. He was 450. He didn't eat for a year and a half.
What?
Ooh. He was so fat that
he could survive off of his own.
Yep.
But you have to drink water, stay hydrated.
Obviously,
it's not good for your body to not masticate every day.
Oh, I masticate sometimes twice. Usually in the middle of the night when my wife's sleeping.
Oh.
And then like a snack during the day.
Unnecessary talk with Brian Sturges.
When I was on that ladder, I realized that I made a mistake, that I should have already hired these other guys.
This looks
like
really
it all came to me like,
though.
Like it was like, what the fuck's wrong with you? Like, you got to get this shit done.
75 feet in the air.
Right. I'm up on a ladder doing shit. I need to be on a computer. So like,
I'm
taking the rest of the day for him.
Oh, yeah.
So anyway. So I said, you know, so I have to pay $7.2 million in taxes. And I was like,
That's a lot of taxes.
It seems a little high.
Yeah.
And I said, what do I do? And they were like, well, have you considered giving to charity? And I said, fuck those lazy bastards. You don't want some charity? Get your ass out of that street and get to...
I'm a goddamn
charity. Oh, we are recording, yeah.
This is a recording?
Yeah.
I'm a Negro fund of one. You can Venmo me.
Well, this is another episode of Unnecessary Talk with Brian Sturges, and I am that Brian Sturges. You can follow me at Brian Sturges on YouTube, and Mr. Brian Sturges is Sturgeons, whatever.
Is the
Cliff Beach.
Yeah.
Hey.
Is the framing different? It feels different to me.
What?
Is the framing different? I don't remember seeing your elbow in the last one.
Yeah, it's a little different.
I feel smaller.
They do not match.
Smaller. Yeah.
None of them are of equal size. Hey, and Timothy Hall at Timothy Hall Music, 1192 Studios production. He's doing it. Look at him produce live. So, listen, that's enough. And music.
University of San Diego is USD. So do I.
Oh, that's also the dollar, right?
What?
US dollar?
Oh, yes.
See what you can learn on this show?
The Franklin Mints.
It's the homeless guy who's like, would you buy a mint from me? Buy a mint. It's only a dollar.
I do like a mint.
I love an enterprising homeless person. Like, I will do something for the money versus just give me money.
Like the guy outside of that comic book on Newberry Comics, he was like, I take credit cards. That was his joke to everybody.
Yeah.
He was like, hey, you know, if you don't have cash, I'll take your credit card.
He
but now they
Square.
Do. Now they have homeless
he
people.
He invented Square, that man.
He did. He did. Went on. His name was David Robertson Sr.
Yeah, he went on to the original Shark Tank. Did not work out too well.
His son, a convicted murderer.
Oh.
Of lambs.
Oh, okay.
But, I mean, he just has a farm.
Yeah,
he didn't murder them.
He was
them.
Doing
he
some things sexually.
He silenced them.
He was like, you're the greatest of all time.
Oh, no.
Fava bean.
Don't want to reenact it. Can we get Robert Stack out? Remember that guy? Bring back trench coats. Mystery. We were just talking about that. David Farina, unsolved. Were you talking, what?
Dennis Farina. Who the fuck is David Farina?
Did I say David Farina?
Yeah.
Well, that's his brother. After Dennis dies.
But he was a real cop, right? Chicago.
Cop, yeah.
Isn't that the kind of shit you're making? Aren't you making a cop thing?
Well,
the shit that you're
this is what I'm talking about. While I was doing the thing I was doing yesterday, I was like, what are you doing? You do not have time. You are at such a low level of success that what am I doing? What are you looking up?
Dennis Farina.
Yeah, Dennis Farina. Go ahead and put it in the job.
Dennis Farina was great.
Yeah, it was fantastic. I think Manhunter is when he started with Michael.
Oh, believe
Man?
Me. That's what I...
David Man.
That's what I like to do on the weekends. I can't wait. Is it Saturday? For a good old manhunt?
Oh, is that on Saturday?
Yep.
Okay.
Remember Surviving the Game with Ice
Disney
Cube?
Disney Fruit. Ooh.
That movie with Rucker Howard?
Well, you know, no.
I've only seen Hobo with a Shotgun.
Well, though they pick. So Ice Cube is a hobo in New York City.
Mm.
And they go and they're like, hey, we'll give you a job as a hunting guide.
Ice Cool is a homo in New York City?
No, hobo.
You're hearing it all wrong. You're hearing what you want to hear.
There were some scenes that were cut.
Q-tip.
Yeah, some cut scenes.
So they're like, come get a job and we'll pay you like all this money. It's like, okay, I'll go up to Alaska. And then they were like, turns out we're hunting you. So you have 1 hour to go. Mm. And then it's 90 minutes of, you can imagine, Ice Cube doing what?
Rap.
Yeah.
He just raps his way out of it.
Yeah. While he's being sodomized.
That's how they say you're doing rap.
You're doing, you're yes, doing rap. He was rapping. Doing rap. It was actually raping in the script. But, yeah. But they're like, ah.
Off the ING.
I rapped her. Something.
Oh, I'm glad I'm not doing it.
She was never the same again. She was. After all that rapping.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
All right. All right. Oh, all right. No. All right. Too far. Too far. Too far.
But yes, I was going to say.
That's someone's day.
Whenever I'm in a motel, Holiday Inn, say what? I always watch terrible television. It's either like William Shatner, Unforgettable, whatever.
Conquest.
Yeah.
Conquest with William Shatner. Ah, the South American leopard.
No, leopard. Yeah.
He couldn't change his spot toward these sheets.
I would not pitch that show in Hollywood. Pitch the show.
Oh, well, I was going to say, I was watching Discovery's Naked and Afraid.
Yes.
Have you ever seen that?
I've heard of it.
Yeah, I've only heard it.
They're naked and they're afraid.
Well, they're naked and they're in the wilderness.
Yeah, how often
and
are they afraid?
It's just interesting. It's always a man and woman.
I noticed the naked really outweighs the afraid.
It's always like a man and a woman, and you think they would bone, but I guess they don't. Or you don't see that. And then
maybe CBS it's too, or something, right?
Yeah, Discovery.
It's too dirty.
That's like
something.
A Wednesday of 8 show.
But it's just like heat, like no sunblock, like on your raw titties and jiggly bits. You know, it's just crazy.
Well, the first thing I would do would be cover the old.
Yeah, you get a fig leaf, right?
Yeah, only
like where are the fig leaves?
Like
in this
only
town?
A handful.
I got poison ivy. Oh my god!
Like only a handful would do like coconut bras or grass skirts. Like most of them just naked for like 14 days or however long they're out there. But it's crazy.
It's only 14 days. Well, I guess you could die.
14 days. Yeah, they have to bring in the doctor because like there's hypothermia or whatever's happening out there sometimes. And yeah, it's crazy though because that group is always there and the camera people. They're always obviously feeding them.
Oh, true.
And they're eating Cheez-Its and Dr. Yeah. Pepper over on the side.
It's like a gigantic craft services next to your dad.
There's a taco truck that's going through the wilderness. They're just dragging
and
it.
It's like, we haven't eaten in a week. And they're like...
Go on.
Too much cheese, am I right?
Yeah.
All right, man. We'll wrap it up. Oh, they probably at night leave like cameras, but they don't have to be there.
Did you just say we'll wrap it up?
No, I'm saying that's what the camera crew.
I thought you were saying
leave.
To your own story.
No, when they
okay,
leave,
we can wrap the story up now. I mean, it was a good transition.
But I'm saying, would you do a show like that? Because the one
would
guy,
I do
knows, like,
naked and afraid
pounds.
For America's sake, I would not do.
They blur it out.
They would be afraid of my nakedness.
No, they blur it out.
Not because of
they
anything.
They blur it out, and somehow they make
for
people
what?
Look better than you would
to
think.
To win $50,000 and then pay taxes on it? So for 36 grand or whatever, like, I don't think so.
Yeah, what if
you
look like
lose,
a chump?
Like, one guy, they were like, he didn't eat for a long time. In 1 week, because he quit halfway through, they were like, he lost 25 pounds in that week.
So what you're saying is...
So if you ate nothing for
plan.
A week.
Weight loss challenge.
Well, that's what happened to that world's fattest guy there. He was 450, didn't eat for a year and a half.
What?
He was so fat that
he could survive off of his own.
Yep.
But you have to drink water, stay hydrated.
Obviously,
also,
yeah.
It's not good for your body to not masticate every day.
Oh, I masticate sometimes twice. Usually in the middle of the night when my wife's sleeping.
Oh.
And then like a snack during the day.
Yeah.
I have a shake for lunch. But it's a shaker for dinner.
But you got to get like some
convicted
of those
rapist.
Oh yeah, he was a rapist. But yeah, so that's a quick way to lose weight. But more importantly,
homelessness.
Could you do that challenge? Could you not eat for a week?
No, I get a headache after like 6 hours.
I know if you don't sleep for 3 days, you already start to go crazy.
Yeah.
But we should do some challenges.
I don't like this.
We couldn't order lunch in time today. You want to go?
Yeah.
I think that we just continue that.
I could have skipped lunch.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could have done it. That's the kind of guy I am.
Well, I'd already skipped breakfast.
So fat guy,
I had to eat. That was my breakfast.
Oh, that was your breakfast?
Yeah. Okay. I eat after 12 and nothing after 8. Yeah. Like a gremlin.
So you're really controlling like parts gremlin. Of your life that make you feel like it's
joy.
Worth it.
Yeah. Yeah. Or sometimes,
sometimes
when I'm logging my food, I'm like, you don't deserve this. Don't eat it. Like,
This is another reason I always eat the same thing, because it's when I log my food. Boop, boop, boop,
you, what are you guys, boop, logging boop, food?
I'm logging food. I have to
What
do
happened
it.
To men?
We're Kenny logging.
Who's logging food? What are you going to log food for? Jesus Christ. Both of you. I'm the fattest bastard here. I don't count. No
I was 203 pounds.
I wish they could
so
put
I'm 185. 4.
Yeah, see, he lost 20 pounds. I lost 27. We need sensors in our mouths and our stomachs that just tracks it exactly what we have.
Like that'd be nice.
Accurate. I also have a body fat scale. Are you interested in the other numbers besides weight?
Sure. I am
talking some percentages?
Yeah. Well, I'm just saying in general.
I don't have that.
Besides losing weight, there's like...
Is it a Renfo?
I want to look up what I am.
Oh, BMI-wise?
Yeah. It's probably not going to be good. Now, I went to the doctor. I met my doctor, and I was fat from the pregnancy. He's like, hey, you know, you're kind of fucking fat, you know? And then the next year, I brought it down. Like 20 pounds, and then I gained 10, and then I went, he's like, hey, you did 10 pounds again. And then I went back, he's like, you're up again. So, because I just had the other kid, right?
Oh, yeah.
And then, you know, my wife instantly just like, it all sucks back up when I'm.
Oh,
I did buy junior mints yesterday.
Oh, those are good.
Yeah.
I like a mint.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan Franklin of peppermint. Mint.
We did that joke.
Damn it.
You have to do it one more time, and then if you did it for the third time.
3 is the magic number.
Remember to do it. What the fuck are you doing?
Oh, I was going
to
say, so weight.
No, the BMI.
Yeah. Weight, BMI, body fat percentage, fat-free body weight percentage.
Oh, lean body mass. Yeah,
or pounds.
LBM.
Subcutaneous fat, visceral fat.
Oh, the body... subcutaneous is the stuff you don't want, right?
Yeah.
That's the belly.
That's correct.
Okay.
Body water percentage, skeletal muscle percentage, muscle mass.
How is some app going to tell you how heavy your skeleton is?
Because it puts...
Does it shoot? It shoots,
electricity into your body, and then from the bounce back, it can figure it out.
It's like 600 volts.
Bless you.
Bone mass. Protein.
Dang, it tells you how many protein.
BMR. And then basal. Metabolic age.
Ah.
And before, my metabolic age was over my actual age.
Oh, but dang.
Now it's lower.
Oh, nice.
Well, yeah. It turns out I'm obese. I definitely, I got these things. I got a, blah, 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 but, you know, obese seems a little harsh.
They didn't put you in the morbidly obese, though, so you got that going for you.
That wasn't even an option. The chart I was looking at, that was the max. They're like, you will die soon.
Yeah, mine says I'm overweight.
I'm also overweight.
Yeah.
The chart doesn't make sense then. I mean, I know that I'm out of shape. Like, if there's average above it, like, not above it, you have to do other, like, slightly out of shape, fat.
Morbidly out of shape.
Yeah, like.
Yeah. Round of the shape.
I would say.
Round of the litter.
Whatever.
Dicky, dicky, dicky.
So, I do have a kind of a happy, sad announcement, but there's nothing really happy about it.
Oh,
it's
great.
It's more of kind of
a. It's a Sophie's choice. You got to pick one?
So, you know how success has 1,000 fathers and failure is an orphan?
Yeah.
So people never talk about the losses or when they don't do well or something doesn't work out. So as you know, this year has been kind of a crazy year with business and family and whatnot. And I had hired someone to do the graphic novel.
Oh, yeah.
And we talked about that my goal of 2023 was for me to finish the projects that I had started and do what I think would be best for that. Unfortunately, it did not work out with that person.
I get it.
And...
And now take with me the memories. It's so hard
to say goodbye
to yesterday.
Don't sue us. So,
just men.
My goal of this year was to simply pay someone money. Here was the plan.
Prostitute.
I give you money. You do the task.
Prostitute.
The goal is completed. We work together.
Prostitute.
And it's done.
Prostitute.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know the relevancy of why you're saying that.
You have an opportunity now to make your Asian woman with bigger boobs much hotter.
Okay.
What?
There was an Asian woman. Of course there's. I write. I mean, everything is based upon like an old crotchety white guy.
Yeah.
That's, you got to write yourself. Remember, but then everybody else is special.
Oh. I guess I do.
You don't remember what?
Kumli.
Who that?
What's that? Kum.
That's what I've named the Asian woman.
Oh, oh.
I don't know her actual name.
The character's name? You can't don't name my character.
How dare you?
What an asshole. He's like, I renamed all your characters. So
Kitty Hungry.
Okay.
Jeez.
Okay.
Oh boy. Oh boy.
I gotta get ging.
So sadly, it did not work out. But I wanted to talk about, I'm disappointed because I wanted it to work out.
Yeah.
And I think what sucks is it's another case I've learned about trying to help people never really works out. Like, even with best intentions. So I met somebody who wants to do animation, drawing, whatever, graphic novels. So I hired them to do a graphic novel.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, not only do I believe in you, much like a contractor, which I made the one mistake, is I'm going to admit when I did something foolish, because I've known this person for a while, is I paid half of the money up front. And when we were negotiating the contract,
She picked her pronouns.
She wanted to go 6 months before it was done. And I said, I can't wait. 6 months is too long. And she wanted like not a realistic amount of money.
60 years.
So what I said is like, look, how much for me to pay you for 90 days? Because in 100 days, I'm off. I am off the world.
You said it.
So for those second 90 days, I'm unavailable.
Oh.
Right? And I've driven many miles to do this.
Oh, yeah, many.
I mean, here you go. So
life is a highway.
I went ahead, and because I've worked with that person before, I said, I gave you the half. I said, you do it full time.
Bada bing.
And well, I'll pay you this amount of money, have this amount of time to get everything done. So the whole part of the agreement was not 6 months, that it was 3 months. And in fact, I'll pay you a higher amount, but for this time.
Rush delivery.
Right. And I'll pay you half up front just so, you know, you can get going and pay your rent and pay the bills and whatever.
Oh, yeah, right? Focus on it. Yeah, you can focus on it, yeah.
So a couple of weeks went by, and I guess people who don't have a fire, I think it's very difficult working from home when your boss is just across. You know, if you're like a contractor, but you never see that person. All they have to do is, they get to sit at home, right? So I can't make you sit down at Monday at 9 and do it. So after about a month of work, and so we did a contract, I paid her half up front. After a month of work, she had hardly done anything. So I had the Zoom meeting.
Mm.
And I said, I feel a little disrespected. You're not doing anything. You're not doing enough. You have the money. You're not doing it. Mm. And you'll have to play catch up to get it done. Mm. And if you really were to focus, it should be done.
Yeah.
So, and I said, you know, and I explained to her when I was in my early 20s, I have been given, I would say, two or three kind of life-changing or starting opportunities that I did not work hard enough at and failed the other person. So when I was working at one place, it's actually the place where I had the stinking rose.
Oh, okay.
I did not work hard enough. And I was I was let go.
Come back to that.
That was one of the few times. And then the point is, I had the conversation like, look, you got to do this. Like, you moved from bumfuck no place to Los Angeles.
Love this motivational speech.
You are poor and you have no money.
Okay.
And you have no context.
Not that hard.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to pay you
money.
Thanks, Dad.
Yeah. So basically I had to say, listen, this is, if this, I said to her, if this were Warner Brothers, if you were hired and every Friday you were supposed to
deliver, and then every Monday
we review your week's work, but then a week's not getting done, then 2 weeks. You know what I mean? So then basically we had that talk, yeah. And then of course the clock ran out and she did more work in the last 4 days of the contract. And it was just like stick figures. It was so blatantly.
I'll do that.
It was so blatantly either. But it's a lack of self-awareness of an age in which I have been. So sadly, I let her and she did the right thing. I said, I'd like a certain amount of money back. I'll pay you for what I think you have done. Realistically, if somebody wanted to do that, they would have turned in what she turned in within 1 business week.
Nothing.
So here we are 90 days later, and you, in my opinion, haven't done what, if you sat down and worked a 40-hour week, you should have been able to knock out where you were. So now I'm out that money, but it's just payback from the time that I cost other bosses money, right?
Oh, yeah.
But you got to take that loss because it's over. That person, when given the opportunity, did not respect it, did not take it. Now, my neighbor works for Warner Brothers Animation. So I am trying to help this person in which I am not in the field. I could give a fuck. Guys, you're drawn, right? Come on. That's not, you're not roofing, you know? So you,
what's the scale?
It was 100% pure. This is the mistakes of my father, trying to help, being that good neighborly person.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you want to get paid to be an artist. I'm going to pay you to do it. Do you want to do it? Yeah, okay. Here's money. Go do it. Then they don't do it.
Yep.
Now, I'm talking to the guy. I can't refer her. So now all she had to do was do this, and then I would have been like, hey, you know what I mean? You're right there.
Yeah.
Someone,
making connections.
Someone is helping you out of the kindness of their own heart. They're taking a chance on you and paying you up front, and they didn't deliver.
Yep.
It happens, but... And then I wrote good luck at the end, and then she kept writing good luck in our correspondence. Like she's like saying good luck to me. Well, you know what I mean? Well, she was sleeping on a couch. Yeah. She was giving me like the good luck to me. It was like, because I don't talk about what makes the money on this. All you see is the failing because you know what? Because success isn't funny. And also,
true.
If you act a little bit like you don't have it together, people will always come across. They'll always tell you how they are. So when I do business, I always kind of like I'm a big dumb guy, right?
Golly gee.
You know, and then they immediately either try to take advantage or whatever.
It's a character.
So like it's all forgiven. It's a loss of time and money, but it's also about people who aren't focused. And this town,
yep.
She will not be. But like I found myself working harder for her goals in which I will benefit nothing from.
True.
I meet you. You're working for me, but you're like, I really want to be a sound engineer.
Yeah.
All right. Well, come. There's an internship over here and it actually pays $25 an hour. Like, come do it.
Yeah.
And then she's like, I didn't show up. She did. When I knew it was over, when she told me that her boyfriend hurt his foot.
Mm.
So somehow it just didn't get done.
Hardcore.
But it was like, if you worked at any, I told her on the first Zoom meeting, if you worked for any real company like Warner Brothers and you didn't, in every Monday meeting for a month, you weren't prepared, they would fire you in adult land. So I had that conversation. And I also said, you know, if this doesn't work out and at the end, this will not be like a nice thing. It's just, you're just going to get an email. And that's what I did. It was like, we don't need to have another conversation. We already talked about how you basically fucked 30 days away from me. And then I gave you another opportunity and then you wasted another 60 days. So basically, you know, this is the town who, you know, no one is working as hard to help me as I am helping other people. And it's a theme of mine. Anytime I'm like, hey, Walk, you want to do this? Great. Yeah. With the hopes of building a professional relationship. Mm-hmm. But it's the age. So I give her a pass. Because
it's
the fun. Yeah, it's the age. So I could forgive it if it was someone our age. But that person hasn't realized. You know, there are hustlers. And there are people who never seem to get anything done. Okay,
I thought you were pointing at him, and then you were going to point at me.
You thought I was going to burn you?
Oh, no. Well, I mean, we sort of had this conversation, right, when I was slacking on doing an edit.
Well, that's when everybody was slacking, and I ruined many relationships with people. Well, only because I find my whole life is whatever you need, I will do for you. You know, I'm sucking everybody's dick, but my dick is as dry as an Arizona hobo. I don't know. Whatever, right? I mean, it might be human. Yeah. I don't know. Whatever. You get it. But it's just an example of this, and now this doesn't mean that she will not go on to great success
because she's probably not.
But she's talented, but it's just a case of like, she either needs to, because this is the time. This is the time to build the contracts
contacts. When you're young.
You don't want to be me trying to get a break with someone else.
Right. Well, that's the thing. You learned.
But have you done stuff like this? So
yes, I've learned. Like when you meet a person like that and you're like, let me help you. I have learned that it's true. There was a story about like the jazz pianist and the person coming, the audience comes up and says, I would love to learn jazz piano. And he says, you wouldn't. If you did, you'd already be doing it. That is the key. If she really wanted to do the shit, she would have already been doing it by the time she got to you. Because she wasn't doing it, she was not going
to
pick it up.
Right, but she was also, she's new to town.
But she would have been doing it to some level for herself or something.
Right, if she wanted to meet the goal.
Yes.
In which all I could do was literally throw money at it, right?
Yes.
It's like hiring a roofer, dude. I'm like, how much money do I have to give you to fucking do the roof?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like half the roof. But the, you know what the problem is? At the end of the day, after that time, I don't have a thing to turn around. The whole purpose was after those 90 days, if she worked efficiently, and I'm loose. I was like, I love it. Like just like there wasn't, I was surprisingly letting her do her thing.
Yeah.
Because that's why I hire an artist. I'm not going to micromanage. Yes, I'd like, you know, I have costume ideas already written out and there's certain locations. But now when I'm busy, what I wanted to do is had something done.
Yeah.
Where somebody could be sending this out and I could be hustling using this. Because now I don't have time anymore. No. So I've lost that. I've lost the money. And you know, the longer I'm in this business, the people, most people are quit. Either you've made it or you know enough to wrap it up.
let Tim draw you a couple dick figures.
But it bums me out because I did what I was supposed to do. I believed in you.
What if all the characters were penises?
I mean, that's a different graphic novel.
That's the true graphic novel.
Well,
we can always
that's the garlic sauce right there.
We can always go back to Stinkin' Rose. Start from the top. But no,
well, listen, but I'm just saying I have done it. There were two jobs that I didn't work hard enough at that were great opportunities, and it's my own fault, and I look back. So, like, you know, she's so young that it's all good, but...
Not as young as you think. That's what happened when I left the last young chick. I said, if you want to be good, and this weak-ass work you're doing is not going to get you there. And nobody wants to tell you that. Like, I'm that person that says, look, your mama don't love you like you think. Like, that, no one wants to say that, but I'm telling you, I just tell the truth.
That's why she killed herself.
Oh, God.
I'm just saying, like...
On Christmas morning, in your room, with the tree. She wrapped the tree around.
Sometimes the right thing is the hard thing. But, like, it's hard to convince a young person who doesn't know anything that, like, you're fucking your own shit over.
Yeah.
They just don't get it because they don't have the maturity to understand. It's like you're talking to a kid who doesn't have
the guy. I'm right here. Yeah. The guy, because all there needs to be is get her into an internship program. And none of this benefits me. The only thing that benefited me was the thing I paid for. That's not a benefit. I hired you. I paid for you to roof, so you roof. That's the money. And then in 90 days, I have a roof. Now, instead, I got, you know, like, I'm going to start over.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, come on. Like, I got, you know, there's real money at stake.
Right.
Nothing that has to do with any of this show. Exactly. But there's real money that I got, you know, the shit has to get done.
Right. Yeah.
And I can't even pay people to do the thing that they want to do. And if it's more money to get it done faster, I'll pay you more money.
But you don't really want it. That's the thing.
But
think you want it, but then when the money is there and the work is there.
But I'm also guilty of not working hard enough and having the same thing.
Yeah, I'm wondering if it's just something that everybody has to find out the hard way.
Definitely. Like, we all piss
out. You got to get fired
no
one time.
We all piss out 20 now.
I'm disappointed because I think it would. I I think it would have been good. If she were single and off her phone, you know what I mean?
That's the bullshit thing, though. Like, if she was
motivated.
No, I'm saying if you gave it to the guy and she broke her foot, he would have still followed through.
I asked her, is he giving you time to work?
Did you have a 90 foot?
Or are you just like taking care of some fucking long hair? You know what I mean? Just not working.
Yeah.
It was like, there's nothing that you're doing that takes away from you getting something done every day. Even if it's not a full 8 hours. Like,
yeah, you think I
want to
be doing what I do? You know what I mean? Like, you got to, but it really is the age. Because now, of course, by her age, Zuckerberg is already a billionaire. Like, there are obviously, you know, Mozart wrote shit at 5.
Yeah. Well,
but he didn't, but you know what? He didn't come up with this show.
Twinkle.
That's true. He did not.
Twinkle. They're going to love this shit.
So, has there been times in your life that you have not worked hard enough and have given or lost opportunities, or, you know, has like the Black Crowes been like, come tour with me? And you're like, ah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I got a pizza.
I have like hundreds of examples of me saying no to gigs because of my fear that I wasted like 20 years of time.
You can make it up.
Yeah.
I mean, that's quite common in many people's trajectories. Like, you know, you look at Susie Orman, like she worked as a waitress making $2 an hour in her 20s in California, selling cupcakes. And then at 30, she was like, now I became a financial advisor. So it's not like people don't piss away their 20s.
You know, I was 29 when I knew that I had to get it together. That's when I went and I got my, you know, I started getting my various
stage
required.
Of course.
Yeah.
So I think I was 29 when I was really like, I need to start planning for the future.
Yeah.
And it's interesting talking to people our age now who have not planned for the future.
Right.
And they never, they're, no, you're fine. You're, please, you fell into a bag.
Yeah, yeah. I did. I sure did.
What are you talking about? I'm over here sweating my balls off. Everyone's on vacation.
But the shift is what you're saying is that you're like, and at 29, then I decided.
And then when I work, and Tim has seen it, it's crazy. If I'm working on a project, I want to get it. I will wake up.
He's got blinders on.
I'll work 16 hours a day on the project because I want to. And then, and the more that you're in it, but I get it. I get it. Her age. I'm just saying, it's disappointing because if she had focused, I think what she does as an artist is quite good. So I hope it works out.
No, it is.
Good luck to you. To you. You get wish good luck.
Yeah.
You get. It's like the one intern who I was doing that deal in which I had to sell the studio that I built.
Oh, yeah.
So she's like, thinks I'm a bum because I didn't do anything, but she has no idea that there's like a major transaction. You see, having the world think you're a bum, and you know what? Nobody ever asked for money.
True. That is a
That's
good
one. Smart. Right?
Yeah.
Smart.
So have you ever not worked hard enough for a job and been let go, or?
Definitely. Definitely. When I was younger, for sure. I mean, I did enough to get by.
Yes.
Then I realized, like,
that's how I went through school.
They may not fire you, but it's a devaluing to yourself to learn as much as you can and expand, but also you can't go anywhere.
Oh, yeah. You talked about that in Side
Hustle and Flow.
Yeah.
Available on Amazon. And
but it's like, the thing is that what you don't realize when you're young like that is that you're not only shooting yourself in the foot for this opportunity, it's the subsequent opportunities that you also shot yourself.
Because I have other work for her to do. So she could have gotten that money could have been done in 90 days.
And who sees that work that's like, that's dope, I want to work with you too.
Right.
Or you referring her to this other person. But they don't think, they don't have the forward thinking to see past today. So they don't have like that long sight to be like, oh, I'm fucking up not only this day.
Yes.
But all of this.
And I am guilty of it. So it's all. What about you, Timol? You ever?
Well, yeah.
Just the gigs? That was your answer.
I've never
been
let go. Yeah, I've never been let go from a job before.
You'd have to have
one.
I had to. all of the jobs I've had, I stayed at for years and years, like over 10 years at all of them. Yeah. So.
Olive Garden, Simi Valley Bowl and Go.
I was in charge of the breadsticks.
There was when he worked at Trabajo down.
I'm
East
a dunker.
LA, when he was a barista for Starbucks, the Triple X Pouring Company.
Yeah.
When he was a used car salesman, in which he only
good
sold
coffee takes time.
Yeah. Together.
Pink Tauruses.
Or was it the time that you were a door-to-door dildo salesman.
But the thing that I
got four more.
But I was gonna say the thing is, and especially with women, sexist or not, but the thing is that you're not as young or as hot as you think. Like that time is ticking all the time, and everyone is like, "Well, they have 5 years to figure it out." You don't, because someone else, younger, hotter, is already doing it better.
But you, it depends like on at what 25, you're doing, right? You don't have to be hot.
You're older. You may be younger than a 30-year-old, but you're not the youngest, and you're not the hottest in the room. So, like, every second, every year counts.
13, you're a woman.
15 quinceañeras.
I'm uncomfortable with all of this.
And Tim likes a beer.
It's religion,
taco.
Not me. Yeah, I don't condone it.
Yeah.
But, you know, when in Israel, you know. What is that?
But you're just talking about, like, if you wanted to be a model, right?
No,
like
I'm talking about in general.
I mean, like, just because they have that pressure on them?
I'm saying because if you're thinking, I'm still young and hot or whatever at 25, someone else is young and hot at 21 and 18 that's already doing that work. That's already been
but
a
what
decade
work are
doing
they
that
doing?
Work.
18, you can't judge me.
I'm saying no matter what it is.
No
the point
matter
is
what
like,
it is?
The thing is that
what if you're a roofer?
It's a fallacy to think at that age, I'm still young and hot enough. I have time. You do not, as a woman, have as much time as you think. You age much faster as a woman.
Especially in Los
industry.
Angeles.
Any industry.
See, all the hot ones come here. But then you were the hottest one in your like Oklahoma school. And then you're like, ooh. Right.
Like if you wanted to be a ballerina, like a 25 is old.
Oh, true. Yeah.
You know, so
gymnast.
I mean, yeah. It's like if you want to write books, can you kick that off at 16?
I like my
sure.
women like I like my ballerinas.
Yeah. Cozy mysteries.
Broken toad. All fucked up. Real weird toe things.
Let me get some of that black pigeon.
Yeah.
You never saw that show?
Black swan?
No, the black pigeon.
Oh, no, I did not.
It's more street.
It's about pigeon toes?
Yeah.
Tiny Tim's TikToks.
Wait, what is happening?
I don't think she did, though, because she definitely had that gold.
Wait, are those pennies? I don't know what's happening.
Brown Betty's? There's something. That's pretty funny, though. It's the caption that makes it funny.
Ah.
Oh.
You have to lease?
Huh. I am God.
You're on fire.
I'm God.
Dude, you are on
fire. I'm God.
Well, don't worry about it, then.
Hey, man.
I'm God.
That's not good. I mean, he didn't set himself on fire, did he?
Man, this could be a spontaneous combustion situation.
That's true.
He did not seem concerned. I don't think he knew he was actually on fire.
He was God.
God, the God doesn't feel it. He's cool.
Well, that's definitely a Greyhound bus.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 toes.
Is a one or two man.
Well, those people always need to get out of a shoe because they're not comfortable.
Yeah, it's hard to find a shoe for six toes. There's a business. There's a business. It's kind of
yeah,
six
niche.
Toe Rodriguez. Yeah, he died, right?
Niche. You mean
six
Inigo
toe
Montoya?
Rodriguez? Sugarman?
Oh. Oh, yes. He had six toes?
No, his name was Six Toe.
Oh, I didn't know that. S-I-X-T-O.
Six Toe Rodriguez, yeah.
Ah. Yeah, I did see that he died.
Sugarman.
That movie made me cry.
And you know that the director,
let's save this for the closer.
That director, when he won the Oscar, he killed himself after.
I think I know this guy.
No comment about the director of that movie killing himself?
He killed himself?
Yeah.
M. Night Shyamalan?
No, M. Night Shyamalan lives on forever with the lady in the water.
Oh, God, what a terrible movie that was.
Isn't it bad?
Oh, here comes the kitty.
Oh, the cat?
Saved it. Oh, Jesus.
That's in a good sound clip.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
You try to do something good. Yeah.
I got to say, that's like one of my least favorite accents whenever I hear it. Just
Irish?
Irish?
Oh, yeah.
How dare you say
that?
Oh,
I love it.
Jill,
it's very lyrical.
Jill did like a solid one in it. I was like, this is a boner killer every time. Like, I was like, no. It's awful.
Well, when was she doing it?
Okay, that was worse than I first said.
That's enjoyable.
Trash.
Was that a chorus? Oh, you saying they're white trash?
Yep.
Okay.
Oh, they're good people.
Burgundy neck.
Burgundy
neck.
I mean, you have just a little tahone in you.
Squirrel has faked its own death and then even staged a crime scene. All right, so in a clip that's gone viral, the rodent knocks over a broom. When it fails to land in a convincing position, the squirrel has a bit of a rethink, a forward roll, so it ends up under the broom.
Yeah.
It's pretty convincing for a devastating murder scene.
There we go.
A squirrel ending up with arms splayed and the murder weapon across its chest.
Stella Adler.
Hired.
100%, right? Hi, my name is Ralph. I'm here for to play Squirrel.
Dead Squirrel.
Back then, they told me squirrels couldn't act.
Bro, these ain't no damn baby wipes, bro. These fucking, bro, these are Lysol wipes, bro.
They what?
Bro, you tripping, dog.
Bro, no wonder my ass been burning, bro.
That is a dangerous mistake. It's a dangerous mistake. No.
It is killing 99.9% of bacteria, though.
Oh, bro.
Looking for a white lady that's tattooed and dominant and be willing to put me in a dress and beat the shit out of me.
Okay.
Call me. I'm the Sissy of Fremont Street. 15th and Fremont. Sissy Gemini. 904-609-3222. Again, you stupid white bitch. That's what I'm looking for, is a stupid tattooed white bitch that'll put me in a dress and beat the shit out of me. Call me. 904-609-3222. I'm waiting.
You white
slut.
Did you call it,
Tim? You white slut. Did you call it? This was another episode of Unnecessary Talk with Brian Sturgis. I am that Brian Sturgis. You follow me on YouTube at Brian Sturgis. You follow me at Mr. Brian Sturgis elsewhere. Speaking of elsewhere, here's Cliff Beach with his book, Side Hustle and Flow, on Amazon and Audible. And, of course, you can follow him at Cliff Beach Music. Of course, you have Timothy Hall at Timothy Hall Music and 1192 Studios. Hey.
What's the problem?
Why? Oh, yeah. I was like, why are these lines so flat, but no one was talking?
Yeah.
How does technology work? We'll learn.
Give me an address and call me, your stupid white slut.
We'll see you next time.